This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. Brooks Koepka has picked up his first career major victory by taking the U.S. Open at Erin Hills by 4 shots over Brian Harman and Hideki Matsuyama. Koepka grabbed control with 3 straight birdies on the back nine and matched Rory McIlroy's U.S. Open record by finishing at 16 under. He is the 7th straight first-time major champion in men's golf. In Major League Baseball, the New York Yankees' 6th consecutive loss leaves them tied with Boston atop the American League East. The Athletics beat the New York Yankees 4-3. Xander Bogaerts homered twice and had 3 RBIs as Boston nipped Houston 6-5. Jacob deGrom hit his first Major League home run and shut down a bruising Washington lineup on 3 singles for 8 dominant innings, giving the New York Mets a 5-1 win over the Nationals that avoided a 4-game sweep. Diana Taurasi became the WNBA's career scorer leader, passing Tina Thompson's mark of 7,488 against Los Angeles. Taurasi needed 14 points coming into the game and broke Thompson's record late in the first half on a layup with the Phoenix Mercury trailing big. The NHL salary cap has been set at $75 million for this season and a slight increase over last year. The league and the NHL Players Association announced the cap and the salary floor of $55.4 million in a joint statement Sunday. In Major League Soccer, the New York Red Bulls beat the Philadelphia Union 2-0 on Sunday. Former New York Jets outside linebacker Larry Grantham, a starter on the 1969 Super Bowl team, has died. He was 78. The Jets announced Sunday night that a funeral service for Grantham will be held Wednesday in his hometown of Crystal Springs, Mississippi. The Tennessee Titans have agreed to terms on a 1-year deal with wide receiver Eric Decker. The 6'3", 214-pound Decker visited the Titans on Wednesday, met with coach Mike Mularkey, and took a physical. He was released earlier this month by the New York Jets, where he spent the past 3 seasons. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.